Be tobacco-free. Are you ready to quit? Thinking about giving up tobacco is the first step. You will improve your chance of success if you know how ready you are to stop. It's okay if you're not ready now, but you may want to quit at some point. So keep learning and preparing yourself. You can do it. How can you stop using tobacco? You have to make the decision to quit, but you don't have to quit alone. Ask your family, friends, and doctor to help you. Quitting is hard, but you can do it if you have help and a plan. You don't have to stop right away, but set a date to quit. Pick a time when you won't have a lot of stress in your life. Get rid of ashtrays, lighters, or spit cups. Don't let people smoke in your house. Change your routine. For example, if you smoke after eating, take a walk instead. Use medicine. It can help with cravings and stress. You can buy nicotine gum, lozenges, or patches without a prescription. Your doctor can also give you medicine. Using nicotine replacement products and/or medicine doubles your chances of quitting tobacco for good. Get support. You can seek help from stop smoking programs, such as the American Lung Association's Freedom from Smoking program. Support groups such as Nicotine Anonymous can also help. You can call the National Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or 1-800-784-8669. Counseling from doctors, nurses, or therapists can also be supportive. After you stop, stay committed. Don't use tobacco at all, not even one pinch or puff. Why is it so hard to quit? Quitting is hard because your body craves the nicotine in tobacco. Giving it up is more than just kicking a bad habit. Your body has to stop craving the nicotine. Nicotine gum, lozenges, or patches can help reduce the cravings without the harmful effects of tobacco. Your doctor can also give you medicine to help with stress and anxiety. You also have to change your habits. You may not even think about using tobacco. You just do it. You may chew tobacco when you're stressed, or maybe you have a cigarette with coffee. After you quit, you will need new ways to handle these things. For example, call a friend or practice deep breathing when you feel stressed. Try chewing sugarless gum instead of lighting up. How might you feel when you're trying to quit? You may feel grumpy, restless, or sad when you first quit. Or you may have trouble sleeping and want to eat more, but you won't feel bad forever, and medicine can help. Using products like nicotine gum can help with cravings and make you feel more like yourself. Will you gain weight? You may worry about gaining weight when you stop using tobacco. Don't let this stop you. You have a lot more to gain by quitting than a few extra pounds. You will feel better and save money. You may also have fewer health problems. You can take steps to lower your chance of gaining weight. Try to be active. Exercise can also improve your mood. Eat more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, and fewer high-fat foods. Try not to substitute food for tobacco. Instead, chew on a drinking straw or coffee stirrer. In the beginning, medicines that help you quit smoking can also help you avoid weight gain. What if you start using tobacco again? Some people are able to quit the first time they try, but most people quit and restart many times before they stop smoking for good. If you start smoking again after you quit, don't give up. Each time you quit, even if it's just for a short time, you get closer to your long-term goal. Remind yourself that by quitting, you may avoid serious health problems and live longer. Each time you quit, you learn more about what helps and what gets in the way. Think about why you started smoking again and make plans to succeed next time. You can do it.